ladies and gentlemen. It's that time. Funk, soul, and jazz on Urgent FM. Righteous. Funky. That tunes. Sunday from 7 till 8 on Urgent FM. Tune in. Tap out.
Ja, en welkom in deze Dabtunes. We horen eerst Soul Searchers met We The People Part 1. En dit is Braziliaans Antonio Scarlo e Giocafi en Calabuere.
Yeah.
en gisteren was ook de geweldige Quantic in het depot in Leuven te gast. We hadden een kort gesprek, helaas heeft onze microfoon begeven, dus er is geen verslag van het interview, maar in deze Deptunes krijgen jullie wel het interview dat we vorige week hadden met Jill Petersen. En dit nummer is van Johnny Rodriguez en het komt uit een geheime compilatie eigenlijk van Will Holland, de frontman van Quantic. Het is Johnny Rodriguez en SSS.
SS del corazón. Es elegante y discreta, es muy gentil y modesta, es muy sensual y amorosa, ay, ay, y qué besos que da, es, eso es amor, es la pasión, es del corazón, es, eso es amor, es la pasión, es del corazón. Dulces a su lado se acercarán, tiernos volarán a sus pies y arderán. La 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 la, yo canto porque es mi amor.
Tanga, buro boya.
Ja, Sexy Latin van Machito was dat en Tanga. En dit is even sexy eigenlijk. Het is Joe Washington en Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, man, this is Giles Peterson. You're listening to Dap Tunes. It's all the best in soul, funk, jazz. It's hot.
Love.
Ja, Dee Edwards was dat met Why Can't There Be Love, en dat is te vinden op Jill Peterson Dicks America volume 2. En ja, we gaan nu een stukje uitzenden van het interview dat wij hadden met Jill Peterson. En het eerste stukje gaat eigenlijk over de vraag die we hem stelden naar hoe hij eigenlijk de invloedrijke persoon geworden is die hij nu is. Daar gaan we nu naar luisteren.
Yeah, well, you know, again, with me, I think I was very fortunate in the timing of, you know, doing the job that I'm doing. You know, I came at a time when club culture was sort of at an early stage. I was also coming through at a time when I had some really great teachers.
Such as?
Just DJs like, you know, I don't know, people like Chris Hill and Chris Bangs and Bob Jones, and there's a lot of great DJs, Paul Murphy, who, you know, they were there really, you know, when it was a very underground thing. And I kind of was just that kind of crazy fan who used to go to all their gigs with a notepad, and I used to write down all their records and be a real pain in the ass, you know. They used to laugh at me, in fact. And, you know, and then I came through at a time when, you know, being a DJ became more sort of a career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also the fact that I was not completely mainstream meant that I kind of gave myself more longevity that way. Maybe I didn't give myself as much sort of initial earnings or whatever, but I ended up sort of having a longer career, I think. So, basically, you know, I mean, it wasn't until I was about 25 that I realized that I was going to be doing music for my life. You know, I was always looking for a real job or thinking I'd have to have a proper job at one stage. But now I'm sort of still doing it, and sort of, you know, I'm amazed that I've managed to kind of... I mean, to be honest with you, it's not even amazed. I'm just sort of very, really feel very lucky that I've been able to... travel the world, and that people are interested in my taste. You know, I'm just a bloke who's got a record collection. You know, I'm not a musician, and that's the funniest thing. You know, when I meet musicians who kind of, you know, they shake my hand as if they're fans of me, you know, and it's kind of like, well, what's that about? You know, you're the ones who can play, and you know, that includes jazz guys and old school guys. And you know, so I found myself in a great place where, you know, I can help them and I can push music along. People seem to trust what I do, you know, as a DJ. Hopefully I don't come across as too, you know, arrogant or any of that stuff, because I think those sort of things, you know, are what put people off, you know. And I've always hopefully you know, managed to enjoy what I do. You know, at the end of the day, it's down to enjoying what you do.
Yeah,
and being enthusiastic and retaining a passion for what you do. And you know, I still look forward to opening up the parcels of records that come, and I still look forward to going to an old record shop if I'm you know, traveling to some new place or old place or whatever. You know, I still get basic enjoyment out of very simple things.
Red yellow moonbeams, are you what you seem? Red yellow moonbeams, please answer my dream. We'll be right back.
Tell me something about your digging adventures or a juicy digging story, something like that.
Well, you know, digging stories. I mean, you know, it's funny because I was around at a friend's house this week. Well, he's a record dealer and he does Brazilian records. And these days, you know, the digging kind of culture's kind of gone a little bit because, you know, number one, people can just get records for music for free now, and you know, less people are playing vinyl, and so, you know, there's less demand for that rare thing. Mm-hmm. But I still managed to sort of, you know, go around someone's house. I was doing a session actually with Jamie Liddell at Maida Vale, and afterwards his tour manager is a friend of a friend of mine, and he had a friend who I know as well who's got a massive Brazilian record collection. So I went around to his house immediately afterwards, and I spent like £500 in about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I can still, you know, shell out the money and be mad crazy about. But then again, I was equally, I was still very sort of, you know, argumentative about spending that money. You know, you got to, because half the fun of sort of digging is like is bartering and haggling and getting a good deal, you know. And it was just fun. I mean, I kind of miss that because that used to be very much part of, you know, I mean, I think that's the other reason that I'm still, well, I managed to build a reputation for myself was because I spent every penny I had on music. You know, up until, you know, 10 years ago, I was spending everything I earned from clubs was going on records and music and blah blah blah. So, you know, I'm still doing it and I still enjoy it and I still get a kick out of it, you know, and it's like, that's what it's all about.
Moan.
I've kind of suffered by my own success in a way at the BBC. I mean, I'm not complaining because, you know, it's really a brilliant place to be, and you know, I'm honoured to be on Radio 1 and all that sort of stuff. But the problem that I had was that my show was the most successful show online for many, many years, and it kind of was a great excuse for the powers that be to put me on at a sort of unsociable hour, because they felt that, you know, people were going to listen to me anyway. But the problem with that is that, you know, when you're on at 2 o'clock in the morning, you tend to sort of live off the people that you sort of, you met sort of incongruously, you know, on the back of John Peel. You know, like when I was on after him, a lot of people would listen to me who didn't know who I was, they didn't know what music I played, but there was quite a big audience there. And those people who like what I do, they followed me through, but it's difficult to pick up new people, you know what I'm saying? So that's always a bit of a problem for me, which is probably why I DJ out a lot, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like anything. It's like, you know, if you're a musician, you know, you need to be heard and you need to play, and you know, you need to constantly be on the sort of PR. You need to, you know, you can't just let things just, you know, you got to work it, you know. It's like anything, you got to work at what you do, and you got to work hard at it. So in a way, it's probably made me carry on having kind of high profile as a club DJ and as a sort of festival sort of, you know, curator and all that kind of thing. So it's a bit of a shame, really. But then, you know, people do, you know, find out about the show. And the one great advantage of being on the internet and, you know, the change in technology over the last few years is the fact that people can listen to my show all over the world now. And that is absolutely amazing, you know.
Like the worldwide festival this year is at 5 different locations, which is fantastic. So many different things going on in so many different places.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask if you can give us a sneak preview of anyone who's playing in Set this year.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because I got the flyer right in front of me there.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not a bad lineup this year. I mean, we've got you know, it's a small festival. I mean, we don't want to make it that big, you know. It's like a couple of thousand people, but we've got Henrik Schwartz, Cinematic Orchestra, Mad Libs performing live, people like Laurent Garnier, Little Dragon, Breakers are going to do it live as well, Pascal Gomelad, who's a really great French singer, songwriter kind of guy, Chanson, Zero DB, and a few others to add. So it's definitely growing, and it's kind of getting more, you know, popular, and the word's getting out on it.
Ja, en dat was het derde deel van het gesprek dat we hadden met Jill Petersen, de ondertussen toch wel al legendarische producer, platenbaas en een DJ die hier vorige week vrijdag in de Minus One kwam draaien. En tussendoor spelen we nog een nummer van Ira Sullivan, The Kingdom Within You, en dat komt uiteraard uit een Jill Petersen compilatie, de compilatie Jill Petersen Digs America volume 1. En het nummer daarvoor, het nogal fuzz gestoorde nummertje, was van de Stark Reality en het heette Red Yellow Moonbeams, en dit is een cover van Barry White, Lloyd Charmers en Deeper and Deeper.
Lord, just make me want to surrender. Give it up, ain't no use. I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, no doubt. I'm so in love with you. For me, there's no way out. Deeper and deeper in love with you, I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, the tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager to feel your lips upon my face. Pleaser and easier, anytime or any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you. In every way, yeah. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you. In every day, yeah. Get it on, get it on. Alright. No way. This time it looks like love is here to stay. Shall live. I'll give you all I have and all the love I have to give. Deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter,
Your papa
Ja, een reggae-covertje van de Temptations was dat de Pioneers. Meestal zijn we niet zo aan reggae-covertjes van Soul Classics, maar deze is toch wel een betere uitzondering. En nu hebben we de Soul Scratchers en Scratch My Back, en dat is een ongelooflijk laid-back instrumentaaltje op RKM. Geniet ervan.
Thank you. river, take a rope and a rock, tie it round my neck and jump off the dock. 'Cause my man, he's jumped salty on me. Ain't no one can change my mind. I've been mistreated and I don't mind dying. 'Cause that man jumped salty on me. Gonna get me some poison, kill myself. 'Cause the man I love has put me on the shelf. The dirty old viper jumped salty on me. If he didn't want me, he didn't have to lie. The day I see him, that's the day he'll die. Lord, that man jumped salty on me. Baby, you don't know my mind. Lord, 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 baby, you don't know my mind. When you see me laughing, I'm laughing just to keep from crying. Money with your man, you lose your life. Oh, that fool jumped salty on me. I'm gonna get me a razor and a gun. Cut him if he stands still, shoot him if he runs. 'Cause that man jumped salty on me. Por causa de um amor qualquer, minha dor tem que acabar no carnaval, se Deus quiser. E eu não quero mais chorar por causa de um amor qualquer. Minha dor carnaval, se Deus quiser. Faz um ano deste amor, esperei até cansar. Carnaval me trouxe a dor,
Ja, very laid-back tunes toch voor dub tunes doen. Elisette Cardoso, of zoals de Brazilianen zeggen, Elisetje Cardoso. En Amor de Carnaval. En daarvoor was het een bluesje van Rosette Crawford en Jimmy Johnson's band. En My Man Jumped Salty on Me, een nummer over eigenlijk ja, zelfmoord voor liefde. En daarvoor was het Moses Davis, een orgelinstrumentaaltje. Dat heette For Dancers Only. En nu gaan we weer iets versnelling hoger schakelen met Kiosk en... en het nummer heet Mona Call. We gaan er even naar luisteren. Ja, Dabtunes voor deze week zit er eigenlijk al weer bijna op. We hebben nog één nummertje voor jullie. Een nummer over ja, het mysterie van het leven. En het is Carlos Garnett die dat brengt. Het heet Mystery of Ages. En volgende week zeker ook naar Dabtunes luisteren. Want dan hebben we Naïm in de studio. En Naïm is een jonge Gentse snaak die een fantastische afro-funk verzameling heeft. En die gaat er zijn beste plaatjes uit meenemen. Dus volgende week exclusieve afro-funk in Dabtunes. Geniet nog van La Belle en Connu en van de rest van uw avond.
tunes.